Okay, good evening, everyone. Okay, so today's daf, my printer broke, so I'm just on the phone. Today's daf is Brachos Daf Lama Dalad. And the Gemara says, Tanur Rabbanan Ha'over Lifnei Ateva. If someone is he's about to be a Baal Tefila, Tzarech L'Sarev, he's supposed to refuse. He shouldn't accept to be a Baal Tefila right away. V'imeino Misarev, and if he doesn't refuse, Doma L'Tav Shashem B'Melech. He's like a cooked food that doesn't have salt. You know, you're rushing too early. V'imisarev Yosem Midai, if you refuse too much, then you're like a cooked food that's too salty. You got to be served in the middle. How you do that? Get to also pamri shoni yisarei. The first time refuse. Shnia mehavhev. The second time you're mehavhev. Rashi says mazmin atzmo kimo ninayer lamo. You serve like you're shaking, like you're ready to get up. And shlishis poshis ragla viore. And the third time you get up and you go. That would make Ben life a little difficult if your Baal Tefila would so refuse. This is quoted lahalacha. This is quoted lahalacha. But look, in practice, we see people aren't refusing. We have Gabbaim telling people to daven, or we have people saying up to the Amun, and they don't seem to be refusing. So I found the Eishel Avraham. That's Rav Avram David ben Rav Asher Warman. He's lived in the 18th century. So he says, Mashamu Chazal, Shepamachas Yisarev Milei Lifnei Ateva. So he says, Nira, first of all, he says, it seems, did a lot of provisos. With it comes to halacha, near the lo shayach zerak b'tfilas yudches v'lo b'slichos p'sukei d'zimra. This doesn't apply to p'sukei d'zimra. It doesn't apply to slichos. It only applies to shemot esrei. Okay, so first of all, we're talking about tefillah here. So you're good with p'sukei d'zimra. Okay, no problem. Next, he says nira she'ein zerak b'beis knesses sheyesh bo memuna me'atzibur lahani kol pratei astarim uvilado lo yorim ish yado. It's only if we have a gabbai who basically no one's going to work without this gabbai. Okay, which we have. Okay, for the most part. Ma she'ein ken kishein seder kazeh ve'ein shum davar shem davar acher mamuna. That if there's shum davar acher mamuna, if there's no one who's setting policy and sort of a free fall, it's not seen as such an official sort of chashuv position. Then this rule doesn't apply. And then he says furthermore, he says, Ein kepeda, kishe'echad holech lispala v'yodea, she'ein kepeda alav, ulefi ruach habriyos humukshalazeh. It's also, we're not so concerned, if there's someone who goes to daven, he knows that no one really cares if he goes to daven, and people feel, for the most part, that he's fit for this. V'yesh belibo b'chiras rotzo v'shov l'gabe tefila, he's someone who can, you know, daven pretty easily, come and go when it comes to davening. V'osa nachas ruach habriyos, he's someone who people appreciate when he davens. V'ma mele nachas ruach Hashem yisproch v'mo b'chazan kavua. The halacha is by a fixed chazan. Let's say someone is a permanent chazan. So then he doesn't have to refuse. If that's his job, he's davens every shacharis, every mincha, every musaf. Some say the meaning of implied someone as a chiyuv. But similarly, he writes that if he knows that people aren't machbid, you don't have to just all of a sudden just refuse. And then he says, similar to this, he says, V'chein hu b'chol d'dash b'iro lispal liprok im v'nei ateva. Also someone who frequently davens for the amud. U'mavchin ba'atzmo she'ikar kavanoso enenu mitzad habriyos rak l'shem shamayim. And he says that, you know, his goal is not because, oh, look at me, I can daven, but it's really l'shem shamayim. U'lifamim k'shiyodeh she'ein sham yose mukh shamayim mimenu. And there are times that maybe there's no one else who can daven better than him. He says, sometimes when you refuse, you're like, oh, I'm so high and mighty. So that's sort of the tension. It could be in the times of Chazal when they said you should refuse. So that's when it's seen as like such a kavod, and you have to make yourself seem like it's not so, like you're not so worthy. And so there's really like a tension here. So he sort of justifies this a little bit, especially when you really shouldn't refuse. Let's say, you know, if you refuse, they're going to pick someone who doesn't know how to daven so well. You could daven better, then certainly you shouldn't refuse. So again, you have the line of the Shulchan Aruch who says you try to refuse here and there. Again, if it's a situation where it's like difficult to find people and it's like a little bit of pressure. So it seems that if you're in a society, a shul, a community where like it's not sort of seen as, oh, look at me, I'm doing this, so I'm the Baal Tefila. And you're doing this, you know, because when you're Baal Tefila, you get some respect. You're Baal Tefila. But if it's not the presumption, then it seems the Eishel Avram seems to say that in that kind of context, by somebody who's not davening, that you're like, oh, you might actually think that, look, you know, I want them to ask me to daven. Sometimes you want to be asked instead of volunteering. So that's also perhaps that could be gaiva as well. That could be arrogance as well. So I think there's really there's what to be said. I think there are sources for people for, let's say, many communities like ours. Like for the most part, when Ben Asso, the person goes up, and you can sort of say, you know, if no one else could do it, I'll do it. So again, it certainly doesn't apply to Pesukei Zimra or Slichos for that matter. It just really for Shemot Esrei, you could argue that someone as a chiyuv might be like a shliach tzibur kavua, a fixed shliach tzibur. And additionally, again, you have to sort of play this off one off the other. If you really feel like, can someone else do it, and it's not so much of a tirchid tzibura, so then maybe you can refuse. But if you feel like it's not, I don't know if our shul seems such a big thing to daven for the amud. Again, when you're not a chiyuv, so that this may not necessarily apply in this context. So b'chayav ben akash v'raskash baruch l'zakos Yisrael, l'fichim l'hem Torah mitzvah shenemar, l'rech v'etzamatzko d'dir kadish d'rabonot.